Clean Car Wash, and Silver King Coffee. We feature entertainment and information. Entertainment from our guests and you with your phone calls. Information from our news department, Rick Ruff, Leslie Thatcher, Lynn Ware Peak, NPR News, BBC World Service News, Marketplace, and more. Tune in 3 to 7 p.m.
This is Christian Bohr with the Park City Chamber Bureau. Did you know that by shopping locally, you're supporting trail maintenance, our free bus system, and the many wonderful cultural and recreational opportunities in our community? When you shop or dine in Summit County, those dollars stay right here in Summit County. The Park City Chamber Bureau is pleased to support KPCW's locally grown radio show Mountain Money. Remember, keep it local, keep it PC. The Park City Chamber Bureau is a nonprofit organization.
C&S Creative Services has been a proud supporter of KPCW since 1987. C&S Creative encourages you to think about your marketing in ways you never have before. To brand, analyze, search, optimize, advance, and profit, now and for tomorrow. For integrative marketing solutions, it's C&S Creative. 649-1234.
Hi, this is Catherine Simos, Vice President and Branch Manager at Grand Valley Bank, Frontier Branch in Park City, a proud supporter of KPCW. Our team can help you with all of your banking needs, from checking and savings accounts to business lending. We have Heber Valley Bank in Midway and Heber, and Grand Valley Bank, Frontier Branch in Park City. GrandValleyBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
City. My name's Tony O, man on the Silver Mountain.
Oh yeah, I get all the extra entertainment here because I can see what you're doing.
I am countering the feminine side of the show by starting out with some Ronnie James Dio, my dear.
You're just going to come out of the gate full bore testosterone, is
Let's
that it?
Do it.
Okay.
Chest out. Bumping, mosh pit, you and me, baby.
You know, we got 3 hours. Don't shoot your wad in the first five minutes.
That's probably a smart idea, especially here at the tail end of Arts Fest, Park City, Old Town, where parking is rare. Actually, today's not bad.
I had a parking pass, so you should have just texted me like you were supposed
to. I had a parking pass, too.
Well,
I was doing my thing yesterday. Couple gigs yesterday, couple gigs the day before, and in studio today with Stacy Domalski. My name's Tony Orris. Happy Sunday, Park City. Welcome to KPCW's as of yet unnamed show.
Yes.
So if anybody has any ideas that caught us 2 weeks ago, 655-8255 is the number here in the studio. Or if you have musical requests, we can throw that in too. But if you want to jump in the discussion, anything going on relating to Arts Fest that you'd like to talk about, feel free. And we're both also on Facebook right now, not on the KPCW page, but please hit that and like that as well, especially if you're streaming from somewhere, kpcw.org. And Stacy just posted that we were going on KPCW radio in 5, 4, 3, 2, but then she edited it. Did you forget how to count backwards?
No, I had an extra word in there that I didn't need, so okay. Nice. Why do you have to point that out?
Nice. Hey, like the Ed said, you know, like notes are like, you know, money. You just don't. Words are the same
the
thing.
Words are
just,
the same way. They're like money. Yeah.
You have to be judicious with them or something. Richie Blackmore.
You really are going to go for it, aren't you? Don't make me take you down.
Rainbow, baby.
Don't make me take you down so early in the show. We have to pace ourselves here.
Pacing. Come on, live fast, die young, leave a good-looking corpse, all that stuff, rock and roll, baby.
So, yeah, I just don't want to have to do this alone the last hour.
You're right, I'm going to poop out about hour two and three quarters, I can see it.
You'll be out in the parking lot having a cigarette.
Something like that. Hey, is there anything you guys know about going on around town as far as parking, traffic, that kind of stuff? It's all pretty controlled. This is a pretty military operation we got going here in this little gingerbread town, Stacy.
Yes, it is. I came in here yesterday morning to be on the classified show, as a matter of fact, and I drove in at the top here, and somebody stopped me before I even got 10 feet in and said, where are you going? And I said, I'm on the radio. And said, well, you better have an orange cone or I'm going to ticket you.
Nice.
Yep.
Nice.
So I had an orange cone.
They're on it. I'm sorry I missed the show yesterday, especially since apparently I was being ragged.
Yes,
on.
And we see your name seems to come up always in like the last 20 minutes or so. Yes, Monica and I were... Well, Joel was trying to defend you, but it was Monica and I against
Thank
Joel.
Thank you, Joel,
so.
If you're out there.
Yeah.
Caring. About.
See, this is why you should have listened in, because I just dissed you aplenty, and I said it doesn't matter because he's asleep.
That was quite probable at that point, but that's all right. As long as I got a couple dudes around town that got a brother's back.
Then well, I'm, Joel did.
Then all right,
it,
good.
It didn't really nice. Work out well for him, but...
Well, because you ganged up, you and Monica and who else?
It didn't need to be anybody else, just Monica and I.
Well, let's see if we got somebody giving us a call here on the red phone or the blue phone, KPCW.
Yeah, I tried to defend you yesterday, but I tell you, they were vicious.
Is that Joel? Hey, man, how are you?
I'm good, buddy. How are you?
I'm a lot better knowing that somebody's got my back around this town.
Yeah, you know, it's just they're cruel. They're just really cruel.
we need them around occasionally.
Okay, I want to hear this. We need them around occasionally for...
Occasionally. For cooking, for cleaning, you know, things like that.
Oh, please.
Trying in vain to keep our egos in check, Joel.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, if you guys weren't such pigs, we wouldn't have to be cleaning up after you all the time.
Okay, you know, I got offended on Saturday morning. I think I've had enough. Tony, I love you, man, and I got your back.
Dude, thank you. As long as I know I got one soul out there, so then now I can take this abuse for the next 2 hours and 45 minutes. Thanks,
well,
Joel.
You hang in there, and if you have a real problem, you call me. I'll come down there, and I'll start taking names and numbers.
Thank you, buddy. I feel
oh,
better. I feel
God.
So
Excuse
much better.
Excuse me. I just ate.
See you, Joel. Nice. See? The first defender.
Well, he was defending you yesterday, so...
Nice. Mm-hmm. Hey, well,
but
you
see,
know.
You threw him to the wolves because you know you were
because I was
there
asleep
because you were asleep. Yeah.
Lord forbid.
Yeah.
I actually sleep in till 9 ish, 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 and the reception at my house isn't great. Actually, we still need more wattage.
Well, don't you listen to it on your computer?
Sometimes, if I'm
no,
not multi-
that's the only way.
If I'm not multitasking,
unless I'm in the car, I always listen to it on the computer.
Right. Try to catch Leslie in the morning so I know what's going on around town.
Mm-hmm.
Like the crazy arts fest with lots of crazy stuff going on.
You know, it wasn't that bad. I went to dinner twice, Friday night and Saturday night. I had a friend in town who came for the tour to Park City.
Right.
The 100-mile bike ride yesterday, which I thought was kind of weird that it was planned at the same weekend
sure.
as Arts Festival.
Sure.
Anyway, I'd known this guy since 7th grade. And he came and did the race, and so we went out to dinner on Friday night and Saturday night. And I have to say, the restaurant situation was totally under control.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, not too long a wait or anything?
Nope. Saturday, we had appies and drinks, Flanagan's out on the deck.
Sure.
Very nice. And then walked down to Vinto, and I thought for sure that would be a scene because they don't take reservations. It was great. And then Friday night, Silver Star up in Thanes,
mm-hmm.
which is off the beaten track,
right.
was actually more crowded than Main Street.
Oh, there's some people in the know.
Have you been to Silver Star yet?
I think I did a gig there like 3 years ago.
I don't know if they were open then.
Really?
No.
Right, maybe it wasn't Silver Star.
Actually, that is the place that I wanted to take you for your birthday, but you said no, so... So, screw you.
All right. You know, we did have to bring that up, but... Nobody knows that. That could be in February.
Oh, I didn't say when it was. I
exactly.
just said that you turned me down.
That's nice. But apparently, as a narcissist and egotist, every day is my birthday, so I don't need to celebrate the 365th, do I?
No, but...
You know, and you know what? And I'm really ready to shake that label. Don't give me that. You gave me that last show.
What?
Something about egotism. I'm a lead singer. It's my job to command a little attention once in a while.
When you're lead singing.
When am I not working? You know me.
Oh, well.
I'm working in my sleep, baby.
Oh, my God.
I'm plotting and scheming.
Well, at
master plan to bop the
man. You're working
in
your sleep? At least,
yeah.
At least the audience there loves you. That would be you.
No, actually, I usually have baboons chasing me. In
your dreams?
Yeah.
That's
it's a recurring one.
Really? That's your recurring dream?
Yeah, it hasn't happened in a while, though. And then get this. There's a Radiohead song called 4-Minute Warning. And the lyrics are that this is just a nightmare. Soon I'm going to wake up. Someone's going to bring me around. Hiding in the forest, running from the baboons. I'm like, wow.
Oh, my.
Mind meld with Tom York, which is probably not a healthy thing.
I was going to say, that's not something to really be bragging about.
Right. Well, see, yeah, it's not. It was just a revelation. But baboons. The almost awesome one was I was running from them, and there was like a pack of them, a ton of them. They're like chasing me like around a residential neighborhood, like maybe back in Illinois or something. So I'm running from them, then they're screeching, and, you know, they're baring their fangs and chasing me around corners, and finally I dive around two corners, and then I'm under a tree and I'm panting, you know, I got my hands on my knees, and I look up and a baboon says, "You really didn't think you're gonna get away, did you?
Did you check a mirror? Are you a baboon in this situation?"
I was not a baboon, but I felt like a monkey's ass. That was a bad one, but that hasn't happened in a long time, so you know, that's out of my system, I think.
That's your falling out of a window dream.
I'm out of the baboon phase, and I don't do the falling. If I fall out of a window, I end up flying.
Yeah, me too. I don't have that one. I end up and flying
is,
as well.
Is there any psychologists out there? What's the dream parallel for flying? Isn't it something? Does it mean something?
Oh, they all mean something. There's also the one where you're naked. Everybody else has got clothes on, and you're in a room, and you look down and realize you're naked. That one, there's that one.
And as a member of Toastmasters, has that happened to you?
No, I've never had that problem.
Right? Yeah, you and I aren't.
Mm-mm. Now I'll get up and yak in front of anybody for any length of time.
Apparently we do.
Yes, we do. And actually, sometimes somebody listens.
Right. And if somebody could come up with a name for the show, 655-8255 in the 435 area code. We had a couple ideas we were floating back and forth that didn't stick. What did we think today? Park City pet peeves.
Good alliteration.
It's too punchy.
It's too, yes.
But yeah, we'll take ideas, and we're gonna syndicate this thing out. Mm-hmm. We're gonna clone ourselves,
mm-hmm. and be in every market possible.
In every market, like mm-hmm. you know, Howard and Robin. Mm-hmm. You can be Baba Booey if you want to be.
Oh,
Baba
thank
Booey.
You. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Is he still on the show? I haven't listened to him in so
not.
Long. He's not.
Uh-uh.
How about Stuttering John?
I don't know about. I don't think so.
No,
I don't think.
Wow.
I think they pared it all down to just Howard and Robin, and then guests.
Right. No Jackie Martling, Jackie the Joke Man, no more.
Mm-mm.
I got to get out more.
But see, I don't watch. I don't listen to the show as much as I used to. Now that he's on.
Right. Yeah, we were talking about this the other day. Yeah, when he was syndicated, I was living in L.A. and working at a battery store. And listening to Stern being syndicated in L.A. And he was when there was all that tension because he knew that the FCC was breathing down his back. It was just funnier than
it
now that he
edgier,
can just drop F-bombs and have strippers in the studio. We'll do that eventually, Joel. We'll have strippers in the studio. I think that's
and on the classified show too.
right.
Seven in the morning.
Can we talk to Jan about getting a pole installed in here?
Oh, is that like, going to be for
right
you?
Here, right here in the window.
Are you going to play on the pole? Because
yeah.
That's not going to happen over on this side of the table.
Yeah, me and a thong. Sweet Allie needs that.
Oh my goodness! Give me the heads up on that one so I can be prepared.
Hey, we've already had, you know, some visuals out the window as far as the back end goes. So
we've had some visuals in here too with your pierced body part.
Right. But that's old news, man.
If
you people haven't been listening, you're not with the in crowd. You're not one of the cool kids.
Although you know what? I just had a thought.
Okay.
I'm going to name your pierced
body part. Naming the pierced body part.
Yeah.
Hold on. I'm writing some stuff down.
Yeah. Because, you know, people name body parts. They do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to give your pierced...
Boy, I'm going to let you ride this edge so I don't have to. Go ahead.
Let me think. You know what I... You know, it just came to me. You know what I'm thinking? I got a name.
I bet you do, and I think I have... All right, go ahead.
You think... You write down what you think
okay.
it is.
Okay, and we'll see
and
if...
And then I will be honest to see if your name...
The name of my...
Of your pierced...
Okay.
You got it?
Yeah.
No.
I got it. Okay.
I think it should be. I'm going to christen it Chester.
Oh, I like that.
Uh-huh. Or Chesterfield would be appropriate too.
I like that. Yeah, because there's a little roughage going on there.
Chesterfield.
I like that.
Let me see what you thought. Oh!
Jack Sparrow. Jack Sparrow. I don't want to be a pirate.
We got
other the puffy shirt.
You got other body parts you can name. You can name one for yourself.
You know what? If anybody around town would like to hit us on Facebook or call us 655-8255, if you have a body part, like say you named your feet toots
your
or something.
Big toe, yeah.
Yeah. Nobody uses that term.
It's a good term. Toots is good.
That's in a blog draft that I have that I'm working on, but dropping toots in a conversation just doesn't happen enough anymore.
Yeah. No, I've done it a couple of times, actually.
KPCW.
Hello?
Hello, KPCW. You're on the air. Maybe you didn't want to be on the air. Maybe I should ask people if they'd like to be on the air when they call in.
Yeah, well, that hello is always good.
Yeah, yeah. Well, then, no, he did get a hello out, but it sounded like he was in traffic. So, please, if you're going to call in, pull over. Let's be safe. Lots of bikers out there, tourists.
Oh, a lot of people on foot, too.
Moose,
mm-hmm.
Deer. Moose. Deer. Any bear sightings this summer? I don't think we've had any bear sightings.
No, they are usually up in Summit Park and Pine Brook.
Right.
That way.
Had one last summer.
Mm-hmm.
I saw it jump onto a fire road and
I actually had a mountain lion in my yard once.
Yike.
Yeah, and I live here in town, so that was not. Thought it was just, I come home from actually being on Main Street, and I pull into my driveway, and I think, well, that is the weirdest looking dog I've ever seen. And I get out of the car, and I look a little closer, and it gives me the stare down, and I'm like, oh my gosh, that is a mountain lion.
Yike. Yike. Yeah, and you
good.
Got, you have. Let's see, you have a small dog. You don't have cats, but you have a small dog.
I have a small dog. Yeah.
KPCW, you're on the air.
Yeah, you know what I'd like to know? What are the buildings out by the junction? I understand there's four restaurants going in. Can somebody tell me what they are? I get so many conflicting answers.
Right out there at Redstone, right? The buildings that are going
yeah,
in by
exactly.
by the World Market and the Park City yeah. Roasters and the Smiths. I don't know, Stacey, do you know what those are? I love the new roundabout right by the Whole Foods.
Yeah, I like that too.
Yeah, that's the place, yeah.
I my kids know what they are. There's going to be a Five Guys hamburger joint.
Really?
Okay.
That's one thing.
Okay.
Isn't that like one of those starter up kind of cool franchises that like a mom pop thing or no? No buy?
No.
I don't know.
I think there's In-N-Out's better, but
there's four buildings there though, four rather large buildings.
Right. They almost look like they you know, one of them could be a bank. Is there another bank going in there?
Oh gosh,
I hope not.
Right. Right. Hey, if anybody knows what the construction situation, what that's going to be out there, 655-8255. I also did hear that, hey, caller, thank you, by the way, for contributing. And let's see if we can get that answered for you here in the next 2.5 hours.
Well, yeah, I know one is a Five Guys, but I don't know the others.
Somebody should know, right?
Right. Somebody should be smarter than Stacy and I in this town. So please call in 655-8255 if you know what the new building's going.
Yeah, smarter than I am, too.
Exactly. Thank you, dear. Appreciate you calling in.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye. Let's see if we can get some answers for this young lady and see what the new buildings are going on out there. I also did hear that someone was putting something in the suede space above the above the subway. Over there by the Wendy's. So not sure what that deal is, but I know it's not a nightclub.
Okay.
It's not a nightclub.
But you don't have any inkling of what it will be.
Boy, I heard and I think I'm spacing it.
Yeah, that's kind of me too. I heard what a lot of those buildings are going to be, and I just can't remember other than the Five Guys hamburger joint.
But it's already more efficient there with those two roundabouts over in Redstone.
Uh-huh.
You know, that was really a drag for a while, and I love roundabouts. Man.
I do, too.
Yeah.
I do, too. It's
old people hate roundabouts.
Fun way to get aggressive.
Oh, boy. Just go. Just go. You don't stop for no reason. Go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. I love them, too.
Yeah, it makes this town much more efficient and aesthetically pleasing. I think they're cool.
I think so, too. Oh, yeah. Somebody just...
So, yes, we're on Facebook as well. If you guys are streaming, kpcw.org, Stacy Domalski. Spell it like it sounds with a Y.
Okay, you know what? If we're going to do this, you're going to have to learn to spell it. How do you spell it?
I'm not even looking at it. D-Y-M-A-L-S-K-I.
Yep. There
See?
You go.
I wasn't even looking at the screen. And Tony Oros, O-R-O-S.
Yeah, yours is easy.
Yeah, you can. Well, actually, a lot of people mess it up. But also, you can find me at parkcityproductions.com and thecoverdog.com. Always got something to plug. Got some blogs via the Cover Dog. And Stacy's doing her book thing. She's got Confessions of a Band Geek Mom, Mom Sense to Nonsense, and a new book coming out here in a couple months.
Yep, that's right. That is absolutely right.
What else do we got cooking around this town? What kind of muck are we stirring up?
Well, school starts in like 3 weeks. That doesn't affect you any, but...
Dude, really, yeah. No. It really doesn't. Although, I do look at my tax form, and I am paying for school uniforms somehow.
Yeah, you do. You pay for a lot of the school stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, you know, it's better than having, you know, half-naked janitors run around my community, I guess. You know,
Wait. How did you connect the line between school stuff and half-naked janitors?
School uniforms.
Oh, okay. So you think
I don't see these skateboarder kids rolling around in knit ties like I did in Catholic school back in 85.
No, but you paid for those band uniforms. Band uniforms and football uniforms. Yep. There's a lot of uniforms going on over there.
Just so there's not naked kids running around my community. That's worth it for me. I'll pay that.
Oh, yeah, but they're only wearing the band and the football uniforms when they're doing those things.
Well,
otherwise, I guess they are naked.
Speaking of skateboarder kids... was coming up the Poison Creek Trail and, you know, carrying my guitar, loading my stuff into Prime Steakhouse. Plug, plug, plug. Tonight, 2-for-1s at Prime Steakhouse, bottom of Main Street. Yes, you can still walk there. And had my guitar, my gig bag, and walking and see like a string of four kids blazing down on skateboards and blazing full speed. And the front kid, and there's, you know, there's people walking on both sides. Pretty busy day out there, peeps. Burning down with headphones on, texting. Whizzing past people. I almost threw the clothesline. I almost took them out. That was almost a Warner Brothers cartoon moment right there. That would have been gold.
You know, you are starting to sound like a grumpy old guy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm going to totally be the get off my lawn dude.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be like Bob Dole with a guitar and a shotgun. Get off my lawn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, you might be there.
Ted Kaczynski with a body piercing.
There you go. There you go.
What's the name of your next band? Ted Kaczynski and the Body Piercings.
Done. You're done.
We would play a lot of. A lot of big hippie protest WTO marches and stuff like that. I think we'd be big with the hippie kids.
Don't you already play those?
Yeah.
Well, so what's... you've already got your...
I wish I came up with a band name, Rage Against the Supremes, but...
That is a good band
My
name.
Buddy Ray Rosales does that band. So, hey, has anybody seen any good entertainment out there for Arts Fest? 655-8255. If there's just an awesome artist. I was just down there. There was a big... at the Kimball stage, there was a big... big band.
Yeah, I was there too. My kids. Yeah, I knew.
He's
like,
done that.
Derek's
done that, or was he playing today?
He was supposed to. He couldn't. He was playing somewhere else, but then he went down there and joined him probably after you left. But I knew like half the band or better in that band. They were good.
Yeah, it's good. Good horn section.
Did you see the girl singer Chloe?
Horns. I didn't. I saw the skinny white kid doing Tom Jones.
Yeah.
Which, hey, no shame. Tom Jones is tough stuff to do. I don't think any white people should try Tom Jones except Tom Jones.
Well.
Ooh, I said white people. We might get some calls.
Might get some calls on that because you have set precedent before.
Talking about white people? Can't talk about white
people. Well, when
you
ask them to dance, I guess I've heard all hell can break loose.
Well, that is what it is. It's always interesting around Park City. Let's get to some underwriters, shall we?
One of the greatest singers of all time, according to Rolling Stone, Darlene Love brings down the house with her thunderbolt voice August 4, Deer Valley Resort. This Lord Have Mercy soulful show also features hand-picked R&B studio musicians from Muscle Shoals. Darlene Love, Muscle Shoals Live, one night only, anywhere. Call 655-3114 for tickets. Brought to you by the Park City Performing Arts Foundation, entertaining, educating, and illuminating since 1998.
Hi, this is Goose. All Seasons Adventures is a proud supporter of programming on KPCW. Once again this summer, we will be rafting, hiking, mountain biking, fly fishing, and more. We can be reached at 435-649-9619 or www.allseasonsadventures.com.
KPCW has been called the Park City Area Community Campfire. This is Heidi Gatch of Prudential Utah Real Estate. I agree, and that's why I enthusiastically support our local public radio station. I offer real estate services through Prudential Utah Real Estate in both Park City and Deer Valley, 647-8023.
KPCW 91.9 FM. A little nuggy of some Hidden Beatles from the Twickenham Sessions. That was a double time version of Two of Us that ended up as track one on the Let It Be album. The sessions which were originally called the Get Back Sessions because Paul wanted to go on the road, man. We need to go on the road and be a band again. John's like, sod it. I'm hanging out with Yoko. As a matter of fact, she's in a hospital bed. I'm going to bring the hospital bed into the studio. Yeah, there's some good creative vibes ready to happen, Stacy.
Mm-hmm.
KPCW's Stacy Demolsky, Antonio here, talking Arts Fest and music and whatever you people feel like discussing, 655-8255. But
did you get out there and see any of the art?
I did, yep. I was caught part of the big band down there and then rolled up the street and got to browse a little bit for... stuff that I'm not buying immediately.
Yeah, but stuff that is cool but can't afford.
Yeah, you can, you know, just put that little nuggie in the back of your head. It's like, all right, you know, when that big windfall happens, baby, when we win the lottery.
Yeah.
When we get that record deal, when we option that script,
yeah.
Baby, it's all going to happen.
Well, it's got to be more than an option because I have optioned a lot of scripts.
That's cash. That's enough cash to buy some art on Main Street this weekend.
It is, but then you spend it on things like food
bills.
And bill, your house payment and all
mortgages.
That. And surprisingly, in my case, kids. And there's not a lot left. You know, kids are expensive.
They look it.
They are pricey things.
Man.
Pricey objects. They're the most expensive things I own.
Well, you know, how are they... depreciating.
No, actually, I'm the one that depreciates.
Nice.
Yeah, and mine better appreciate.
Right.
And
They both seem to.
Yeah, they do. They do. I keep telling Derek, this is the house that mommy wants. Just keep that in mind.
Mm-hmm. We'll see, that's the one option that you don't have is getting that return on investment of, guess what? Remember that college I paid for? I ain't going into a nursing home. You're paying for an old Polish woman.
Well, I may, because of what my kids do, I may get that return on an investment. But you're right. Most parents don't.
Hey, Davina Wong's hanging out. Hey, Davina. How are you? All of our friends around town listening in.
Did she just Facebook?
Yeah, she just popped on there online there. She's an up-and-coming superstar with the world at her feet and rainbows and unicorns in her eyes. Just came up here from California, and, well, 5 years ago. Was it 5 years ago? See, there's me not paying attention to what chicks say.
Yeah, we had an entire session on that last time.
This is why I'm single. Reason number 87, because I don't listen.
You got to get some game in that department, dude. Really. Come on.
What?
Get some game in the listening department.
Huh? Oh, okay.
Yeah, I got it.
Here we go.
Uh-huh.
Here we go. Always go low, bro, in the middle of the afternoon. 437 KPCW 91.9 655-8255 is our phone number here at the Sweet Alley Studios. Or if you're walking around Sweet Alley, wave to us.
So what do we want this week? Because we had somebody perform, let's just leave it at that, the first time. And then last time we had somebody bring us coffee. And I have to tell you, yesterday, boy, at the classified show, I'm only a sub on there, but every week they ask for food and they get it immediately.
Really?
Yes. First thing they did was say, we need coffee, we need pastry, we need this, we need that. And then within minutes, Liza Simpson was up here with drink orders.
But we can't make that our shtick
for
every
show.
No,
they're already doing it. We already did it once.
Yeah, we did it once. So like, thanks, but no thanks on the coffee and for Full Moon Fever, because those have now been done.
We got the moonbeam thing already.
We did that. Even with the hangy turkey neck, that was awesome.
There
was a big livestock show here on Sweet.
That was. We had an entire farmland going on out there.
Wow.
Under the full moon.
I think that was a Doug Stanhope bit. I'm not going to pull a Mencia on that.
While you're ahead.
Yeah, exactly. Although we did talk about my female comedian character that steals jokes, female Latina. Comedian character that steals joke. She's a Mencia Rita.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a new character I'm developing. I'm trying to talk like Rosie Perez.
And I actually added on to that, but I forget what it was, but it had. Never mind.
Rosie Perez. She was. We did Celebrity Crushes a couple shows ago.
I know, and I
remembered one.
I had one too. What was yours?
Okay, what was yours?
No, you first, because I kind of forgot it again.
It's pretty obscure. You know what? I'll throw it out there, and if any of the callers or Facebookers know who Amy Mainzer is, hit me on Facebook.com/Tony Oris or call us at 655-8255, a celebrity crush that I forgot a couple weeks ago, right up there with...
Who were the rest of them?
Janine Garofalo, Sage Steele, and a coin flip between probably Tori Amos over Fiona Apple.
Mm-hmm.
But Amy Mainzer might bump one of the musicians, definitely bump Sage Steele, just because, you know, you can't go sports all the time. I still need sports as a distraction, not as a relationship.
Do you bet on them or do any of that?
No.
Well, then what good are they?
When you're emotionally invested in, you know, being a, you know, Midwestern kid growing up with nothing to look forward to from September till it warms up again. All you can do is cross your fingers every Sunday afternoon and scream at a football game. So, you know, I don't need to throw money on top of my angst 16 times a year, which it's going to be only 16 for the next several seasons out there, Bears fans, my friends, because we got a new coach and I am not too optimistic.
So you follow it to that degree.
I can tell you that we just got a new coaching change and we just lost an offensive lineman, an O-lineman. Now the team's going to be known as Chicago for the lack of noticeable O.
Mm-hmm. You got the accent down.
That's actually a Jay Mariotti line from the Sun-Times. Here I go plagiarizing again. At least I'm going to call myself out immediately when I plagiarize.
Mm.
I'm going to plagiarize something from one of your books and then see if you notice.
That would be really weird, actually.
That would be weird, talking about my bra size.
Have you even read my book?
Yeah, of course I did. How did we meet?
Well, yeah, you said you did, I guess. Yeah. I'm just wondering if you really did.
It's been a couple years, my dear, but I could certainly go back and refresh if it's on the curriculum.
I think you bought two of them, actually, if I remember correctly.
Might have given one to... Who would I have given it to?
Well, your mom.
Nah, probably not.
No? That's what I assumed.
Probably not.
Because I did the book signing at Dolly's, and you were there when I showed up, waiting. And you bought two.
Was it Dolly's or was it Atticus? But I did see you at a
different
signing.
You saw me at Atticus.
At Atticus.
Yeah, you just showed up. But the Dolly's one is where you bought them.
Right.
Yeah.
So we non sequitured, as we often do. So your forgotten celebrity crush, and let me remember the first couple.
This is going to be gold. Yeah.
And I know one of them wasn't Mark Harmon, although you have a good Mark Harmon story.
I have a good Mark Harmon story.
Kind of.
Like a Mark Harmon clone story.
Mark Harmon clone story.
Yeah.
So, I
do think Mark Harmon is back in the day. He would have been. Not now, but.
Gotcha. Well, he's dating well.
He's doing okay.
He's doing all right.
He could have aged a little better.
Robert Downey Jr. is right at the top of the list there.
Mm-hmm.
And then also...
he's probably number one.
Okay. Well, that's good. At least I remember the most important one. Mm-hmm. All right. Who are the other two? And who is the forgotten one?
Oh, I'm supposed to tell you? I'm just supposed to give it to you, right?
Oh, yeah. You weren't going to...
Right, because I remember now what it was when Davina said he needs a hint.
Here we go.
And the hint is the answer.
Here we go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, I didn't make you guess mine.
I didn't have to guess. I just told you who they were.
No, you didn't. You forgot. You forgot Sage Steele. You
no,
forgot.
I.
All right, listen.
Okay.
All right. Who are you? Robert Downey Jr. and.
Okay, what did you write down earlier when we were naming your body parts?
Oh, right, Johnny Depp, of course.
Okay.
All right, and.
And the one that's from your favorite band, Maroon 5.
Oh, right, Adam Levine. Right mm-hmm. on. All of which are respectable.
Now, the one that I forgot, John Stamos. Do you know who he is?
Of course. Come on. He married an X-Men.
True. But when he was younger, I didn't care for him at all. I like the way he's aged.
Really?
He looks good now. I had no interest in him before.
Is he one of those Bob Saget guys where he's actually got more going on than he seems?
Yes.
As an entertainer, Stamos?
Mm-hmm. Yes, because I actually ran in. I was at a... Independent Spirit Awards party, and he was there, and it was one of these things where we're just all kind of standing around talking, and I got to really look at him, and boy, he has aged well, and he does have a lot more going on than you would think. He's actually a very interesting guy to talk to.
Okay, all right, and
so I ripped my clothes off and said, "Take me."
Yes.
Oh wait, no. I woke up.
Yeah, that's you want me so bad is what I was thinking. Yeah.
Yeah, so John Stamos, yeah.
Okay.
And then he showed up on a TV sitcom in the fall for a brief while.
This year?
Yeah,
Look
he did.
Out.
Yeah, so.
Big comeback.
He played a sleazy L.A. realtor.
All right.
Oh, and then, this is not really a celebrity crush, but this kind of falls under that category because in the creepy mode is... I told you earlier, I've been into this new Netflix TV series, House of Cards,
right.
with Kevin
Spacey.
Right. So he plays this congressman who is really, really bad, really slimy, sleazy. But the way he manipulates Congress and the Senate, he goes down one road and then he makes a right turn and then all of a sudden you realize what he's doing. I have to say that's kind of hot.
Oh, the megalomania thing?
Yeah. I was shocked that I was... At first, I'm like, I'm just intrigued by that. But then when I realize how smart this character is, even though it's in a bad way,
right.
I'm like, that's kind of hot.
Wow.
Okay. I know.
Now is Kevin Spacey an attractive man?
No, but this character is.
Gotcha. Okay.
No. And I've met him at Sundance. And he's a nice guy, but he's just... Right.
Just doesn't strike you physically. Because
no.
I can't tell.
You can't tell.
I mean, if a guy's blatantly really good looking, I can tell.
Oh, come on. There's some guys that you look at and you think, I could see how a woman would be attracted to him, even if he doesn't look like John Stamos.
Right, of course. But there's certain guys I just don't get the appeal.
Well, that's same with women. So what?
Right.
Who's,
which women do you think, like, how do guys get into this? Because, I mean, I feel that way about the Pam Andersons and the... the other dingbats.
Yeah.
What's her name?
There's a lot of them. You got to be more specific. Yeah. Oh, Jessica Simpson.
The Simpsons and them.
And
yeah, it's like
Britney Spears and
right. Mm-hmm. I just don't understand.
Yeah, I do have that, and for me, it's the pretty boys. Like a lot of women are gaga over Bradley Cooper, who I don't know, never met, but seems like a nice guy. But he's too pretty. If they're prettier than me, I'm out. You know, I just
see. He would strike me as good looking, but I wouldn't necessarily think too much because he's not like Ken doll. Like he's got interesting features though.
Oh, his features are too
effeminate.
Yeah, well, not effeminate, just too slight. They're not manly enough.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's funny because whenever you're with a group of women and you start talking about your celebrity crushes, his name always comes up.
Right.
And I'm like, I could just pass him right by.
Right. Like an unnamed friend is all about Jennifer Aniston. I'm like, aside from...
Oh, I think she's pretty. I think she's really pretty.
She's pretty, but just not attractive. Like, yeah.
Really?
I need that.
Oh, I would think.
Too. I don't mind the girl next door thing, but somehow maybe it's that entire show Friends. Maybe that's what soured me.
Oh, and you just hate everybody on there?
Soured me on probably all of them. Although you were saying that, what was the show with Matthew Perry was really good. And you said,
oh,
yeah, he's another cat, like a Cusack that after a couple things, you're like, oh, wait, this guy did that thing for 5 minutes, but he's all about this and this and this and this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I did. What was the name of that show again? The
Studio 60 on the Sunset Strip.
Gotcha. And you said it was Aaron Sorkin, so I gotta watch it.
And
I gotta catch up on.
I forgot to mention this about House of Cards. It's Fincher. It's David Fincher.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Now I'm in.
I knew you would be. I forgot to tell you that.
Okay.
And Eric Roth is. It's produced by Fincher and Eric Roth, and Eric Roth wrote. He's written a ton of stuff. Forrest Gump. I mean, Eric Roth is a really highly acclaimed screenwriter.
All right, folks. There's the TV segment of the show for your new
House
viewing
of Cards
pleasure.
Netflix original programming. So if you have Netflix, you can just stream it for nothing.
I will.
When I'm not
listening to KPCW, of course, 91.9 FM. We should probably do a station ID once every 8 hours.
Maybe a song or two.
Or a song, yeah. Can we do another Beatles, another Hidden Beatles?
You just like talking that way.
It's kind of a thing. All right. If there's anything you guys want to hear, if you want to contribute to the fray or come up with a show name, let's see.
Or celebrity crushes.
Or celebrity crushes, yeah. Or if you've just want to throw your hat in. 435-655-8255 KPCW 91.9 FM.
Lynn, can you give John a mic for the piano and his voice on this number?
If we could just have a sort of permanent mic on the piano and a permanent mic for me.
You hear both of them, you see, Glenn.
Ha! Ein, zwei, drei, vier. She came in through the bathroom window.
Yes, she did, yes, she did, girl.
Protected by a silver spoon.
A bloody spoon, a bloody spoon, a bloody silver spoon.
Of course, I really had to tell her.
He really had to tell her, and it don't.
Slate 182, Slate 182 on B camera. The time is 1 o'clock.
This is roll 95, Slate 181 continued. Camera A.
Yes, I know she thought I had the answer. I just had to sail away.
Did anybody tell her?
No.
Did anybody see
Pluto?
Sunday's on the fall to Monday.
Tuesday speaking. Is that Paul? I'd like to have a word with you.
I've got something of it in the garden.
I have something of interest for you. Come into... The word is go.
Support for KPCW is provided by X Mission, now celebrating 20 years in business. X Mission offers upgraded business email hosting, including document sharing and mobile access. For more about X Mission's depth of experience, xmission.com.
This is Mike Kilchenstein at Park City-based Ramp Sports, a proud KPCW supporter. Ramp makes skis and snowboards for riders across the globe, and we make them in our new factory located right here in Park City. Our hands-on, environmentally friendly manufacturing process is recognized industry-wide. Find us at rampsports.com.
This is Zane Holmquist, executive chef from the Glitterton Restaurant at Stein Erickson Lodge, Deer Valley, a proud sponsor of KPCW. For 16 years, I've been creating fresh seasonal menus, highlighting locally sourced products, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week, and Jazz Sunday brunch. 645-6455 or steinlodge.com.
Welcome back. KPCW 91.9. Stacy Demulski in with me, Tony O. It's 452 Mountain Time here at the Sweet Alley Studios of KPCW, your community voice, 91.9 FM and 88.1, here during Arts Fest 2013.
Coming to a close. It closes at 6.
Does it technically?
Mm-hmm.
And then that's when they got out. Everybody's got to tear down there. If you guys have never been up here for Arts Fest, or if you're streaming at kpcw.org, there's vendor booths, all kinds of artisans, all up and down Main Street, all of Main Street in Old Town. All however many blocks is it? What is it? 4 or 5 blocks?
Yeah, most of Main Street and all of Lower Main.
Yep, everything's closed, and it's just, you know, you get a little wristband, you wander up and down, you buy some cool stuff from artisans from all over the country. What's the coolest stuff you've seen, Stacy?
The coolest thing I saw, the typewriter art. So it was a wall hanging that looked like a typewriter with a piece of paper in it, but it's all made out of bolts and
wow.
Old pipes and all the stuff that has nothing to do with paper or typewriters or anything. And they're huge. They're as big as bigger than these monitors, and big piece of wall art. And
wow.
and then the sheet of paper that is threaded through this has really cool sayings on it. Like, he was a dark and stormy night, K-N-I-G-H-T, stuff like that.
Oh, geez.
You know, just, I thought they were great, but they started at $2,400. yeah, exactly. Here, let me get the Heimlich on you over there. Completely worth it. Totally worth it. Just out of my price range right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My
if
kids
you want that crazy house.
Or car.
Car.
Yeah, my kid's car was less than that.
Right.
Wow. But they went up as high as $5,000.
I'm sure they did.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But, boy, I wanted to take a picture so bad, not just because I'm going to copy the thing, but I just wanted to be able to look at it again.
Oh, nice.
But it says no photography all over the place on
Main
Street.
Really?
Yeah, you're not allowed to take pictures of the art unless you're press.
I think that was, well, maybe they're lax on that or on the stages because everybody's snapping away.
Well, you're not a piece of art. I hate to be the one to break it to you, but you.
Wah, wah, wah. Nice one.
Yeah.
There's a dig out of left field.
You walked into it,
I know.
Dude.
That was kind of a lob.
It was.
That's all right.
I wasn't even trying. My eyes were closed.
I have battalions of silent men out there that are having my back. One of them's named Joel.
So well, he already called in. So
I got that going for me, which is good, you know.
You and the gopher.
You know, on your deathbed, you will receive total consciousness. So I got that going for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's about that, and that about it.
That's about it. 655-8255 in the 435 area code. We're going to go to NPR News here in a couple minutes, and we'll be back with some old tunes, some old silliness, and hopefully some more of your calls and updates about stuff that's going on around town, including I should probably at some juncture do the weather.
That would be nice. That's why people tune in. Sure, not because of us.
Right. Hey, you never know. It's young in our debacle. That was another.
That was another one.
That was another possible show name. The
debacle.
The Sunday debacle, maybe. Anyway, yes, we do take care of public service things like weather tonight. 20% chance of rain. with a low of 53. Is it? Doesn't look like
no,
it's quite.
No, but I hope it does.
Yet.
I can turn my sprinklers off.
That'd be nice. 30% chance tomorrow. Scattered thunderstorms with a high of 85. I do like it when it's muggy and humid and rainy in the middle of the summer.
I like the rain. I'm not nuts about the mugginess, but I'll take it.
I'm a little nostalgic for Midwest in the summertime.
Yeah, I didn't grow up with that.
Yeah.
None of that.
Totally different feel, totally different sense. Like when we went down to L.A. a couple of weeks ago, I just forget the night blooming jasmine and stuff that really smells like L.A. Mm-hmm. to me. Do you still have those?
Mm-hmm.
Beach, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, smell like the beach. You know, it sounds like a great new cologne. Tuesday, chance of thunderstorms again, which is great. We need it. A high of 83. And Wednesday, the same. Not seeing a whole lot of sunshine until Thursday on the 5-day forecast. But if you don't like the weather around here in Utah, wait around 5 minutes and it'll change. All right, we'll get back to some news and some other goodness. Give us a call, 655-8255.
Hi, this is James Soares, Director of Social and Environmental Responsibility for Squatters, a proud supporter of KPCW's This Green Earth. At Squatters, we source natural ingredients while using environmentally friendly products and services from within our local ecoregion. Squatters.com, brewing a more sustainable future.
Hi, this is State Farm Insurance Agent Benita Vanderkoy, a proud sponsor of KPCW's Heber Valley coverage and longtime volunteer DJ. With nearly 20 years of State Farm experience, I assist clients with their insurance and financial planning needs. I offer insurance and financial services products, including life, health, auto, and homeowners insurance. I can be reached at 435-657-2220.
The Egyptian Theater's Youth Theater Teens invite you to a special rendition of Shakespeare's A Midsummer Night's Dream, Friday and Saturday, August 9th and 10th at the Egyptian Theater.
Modernized with easy-to-understand English prose and backed by a rockin' 80s soundtrack, this adaptation is great for audiences of all ages.
Come see Hermia, Helena, Puck, and the others at the Egyptian Theater. Tickets at parkcityshows.com or 649-9371.
The Egyptian Youth Theater is part of a nonprofit organization.
The Local View on the air each weekday, 3 p.m. to 7 p.m., sponsored in part by Mercer Automotive, CNS Creative Services, Travel Clean Car Wash, and Silver King Coffee. We feature entertainment and information. Entertainment from our guests and you with your phone calls. Information from our news department, Rick Brough, Leslie Thatcher, Lynn Ware Peak, NPR News, BBC World Service News, Marketplace, and more. Tune in 3 to 7 p.m.
Nurse Pledge, could you come in here, stat?
Yes, Dr. Drive. What do you need?
We need to prep for the upcoming Pledge Drive, August 26th through 30th. Let's prepare now. Phones?
Check.
Volunteers?
Check.
Premiums?
And check.
We are all clear. KPCW fills your prescription for a healthy and interactive community daily.
That's right. We do have Pledge Drive coming up, folks. If I get the morning free, I'll come and man some phones. I'll do that. How about you?
I have and I would. I think I'm out of town.
Where's your next trip, Stacy?
Well, on the 19th, I leave to take Derek to South Beach, Miami.
Oh, boy.
And then from there, I am going to hop a plane to St. Thomas. And from there, I am going to take
you.
A boat to Tortola. You can come with me. My parents have plenty of room.
Really?
You won't because you're married to your house and your wigs. So
married to my performance schedule presently in my life, but that will change.
So see, here's the deal. Why you're off prancing around in wigs and spandex like the demented love child of Geddy Lee and Peter Pan, I will be off on an island getting rid of my tan lines.
And I will be hating you for the next 2 hours here on KPCW 91.9, 88.1 FM and Colville and Park City and the Heber Valley, kpcw.org. We'll be right back after NPR News.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. The State Department says several of the roughly two dozen embassies and consulates closed for security reasons today in the Muslim world will remain closed for the rest of this coming week. Many of them would be closed for ceremonial reasons connected to Muslim holy days. Congressman Dutch Ruppersberger, top House Intelligence Committee Republican, says that information about a potential major attack was traced to, quote, high-level people in al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula.
High-level people from al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula are talking about a major attack, and these are people in a high level. Now,